First of all, thank you very much for doing this for us today. It's much appreciated to always check in with community living and all the wonderful things that you're doing. So we appreciate you taking the time to speak with us today.
Okay, great.
So tell us a little bit about the Unsung Heroes connected with community living. It is Unsung Heroes Day here, obviously, on MyFM. And, you know, we said off the top that community living does amazing things in the community, and they have for so long. But particularly in the pandemic time, what are some of the key factors that community living has been able to, you know, keep up with the times?
Our primary support workers that are working with people with developmental disabilities, and they've been working throughout the pandemic. One of the things, we've had to change how we provide support to people during the pandemic, and our focus is obviously safety for our staff, but also safety for the people that we provide services to. So a lot of our supports over the pandemic have been helping people to remain engaged, understand the restrictions that have been imposed on us, because we have to follow the provincial guidelines as well as our ministry guidelines. So it's been difficult for people to understand. We're all about inclusion and participation in the community, and during the pandemic, we've had to kind of readjust our sails of how we're going to support people through this crisis that our community is facing.
Okay. So on that note then, inclusion is obviously a key message that community living wants to keep within their organization. How have you been able to help people stay connected through the pandemic?
Well, mostly it's our support workers. We have to give a lot of credit to them of being very creative in terms of finding ways in helping people to remain engaged and connected with their loved ones and their friends. We've helped people, you know, to get more versed with electronics and using iPads and FaceTiming with family, you know, distance visits with family when we're able to. We've tried to help people learn new hobbies, learn new skills, get into fitness and those kind of things. We've had virtual activities that we've provided for people, you know, whether that would be from yoga or learning a new craft or cooking or just general information. So we've been trying, it's on an individualized approach for each person, but we do try to help them be as engaged as it can be during this pandemic.
So have some of the clients within community living, have they had a real time struggling with the pandemic, you know, with, like you said, not being able to see their family and friends or so on and so forth in person?
Some people have struggled, yes. And so we just try to find ways with working with the family and them to be able to connect virtually, by phone, by visits, drive-bys when we're able to. And yes, it has been difficult for people because, as I mentioned before, we're all about inclusion and community participation. So it's a little difficult for us to kind of say we got to, you know, take a step back and make sure that people are safe and engage in safe activities.
So for those who may not know, May is actually Community Living Month. Is there a message that you'd like our listeners to be aware of about community living?
Well, we have a number of activities that are planned for the month. We have our Shine a Light on Community Living, and we're going to do our Box of Possibilities fundraiser again, and we're going to fly our flag, and we have 31 Days of Inclusion, which is we're going to be highlighting some personal stories of some of the people that we provide services to, in particular around their home and how they enjoy living out in their own home and enjoying the activities within their community. I don't want to put that in there. If they're not supposed to be enjoying their activities. But I just want, in terms of 31 Days of Inclusion, we're going to be having some personal highlighted stories on our Facebook page. So I do encourage people to go to our Facebook page because there's going to be some wonderful stories there.